Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. We're back with another episode of Big C Presents Sports Talk and some bullshit with Cold Feet. We're 2 weeks, week and a half away from the mega event, the Super Bowl of boxing, probably the biggest fight in history.
The Super Bowl of boxing.
Yeah, I mean, some people don't even follow boxing. You know, people who don't follow it don't really understand how big this fight is. I mean, it would have been, to me, it would have been 1,000 times bigger, what, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. But right now, Mayweather's legacy is on the line, despite what people feel. For any people that watched The Wire, if you guys remember If anyone remember Marlo, at the very end of the last season, could have been the last episode, he said, "All I got is my name." And pretty much, to
my name is my name,
Mayweather,
man.
Yeah.
No,
and that's
my
how
name
Mayweather
is my
talks.
Name, dog.
He's so emphasized on his, you know, his undefeated record, and you hope he did it. But he's been in enough close fights to where, man, he can't. And I know he's talking like he's not doing anything different, but he knows Pacquiao can make a split decision if he has to, because he's going to just throw 1,000 punches a rep.
Oh yeah.
So, you know,
man,
I'm worried that Mayweather might try to coast a little too much.
You know what, man? I don't think he's going to be able to coast. I don't think he's going to be that type of party. I think that the one thing that's going to happen, you know, is that when it comes to speed and activity, I think that Pac's going to make him fight him and make him actually box him to where, you know, he's a defensive specialist. We get that, but I think he's going to have to actually get down with him. I think he's going to actually have to, he's going to have to really fight with him. I think that Pac's going to press that. You know, I mean, I think for Pacquiao to even be effective, he's going to have to somewhat turn it into a brawl, somewhat of a brawl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I don't think that can be his approach can't be to try to outbox Mayweather. I don't see how that could be his approach. That's not a good look.
Well, I think, you know, I've seen Mayweather keep up, you know, outbox people that tried to come out strong and hard or whatever, and fast. You know, we've seen it with Ortiz and, you know, Cotto, who throws 1,000 punches. But the only Pacquiao gets that, you know, when Pacquiao fought Tim Bradley, he was throwing 100 punches, and it looks, you know, from the TV and from the crowd noise, you think he's connecting, but it's slow motion. He didn't connect on a lot of punches, which is why, you know, they said he lost the split decision or whatever. And you know, the thing in Mayweather, I don't think he wanted. I don't like boxers leaving it up to the refs or to the scores card. So,
right.
Mayweather doesn't seem to mind. So I'm like, you know, thinking he might want to actually, you know, be a little offensive after the third round. You know, he likes to let you get your attack and then wait for your little slips. And he'll attack, but I don't think he can go as long as he normally does. Pacquiao's a smarter boxer than most he's faced in recent fights. So, you know, he can't do what he did with Maidana, who's power but slow and no footwork, or, you know, anybody, Guerrero, who nobody knew and never really had that kind of fight. You know, Pacquiao's been in these fights before. So it's going to be.
Yeah, he has.
I tell you what, man, if I had $1 million, I would probably put some of it on Pacquiao on a split decision. Just because I can see.
On a split,
you know,
decision,
the world.
Huh?
I can see. Because you remember, I don't know if you remember when he fought De La Hoya. De La Hoya didn't connect a lot of punches. But Mayweather won on the split decision, and it was close. And knowing that this is Mayweather's second to last fight, you know, I don't, you know, because I'm thinking about the judges. Like, is somebody going to low key pay them an extra amount of money in cash?
Come on with the conspiracy theory stuff,
and
man. Mayweather lost
in the Olympics
need,
like that. Why can't it happen
you,
now?
You need to get off like that, bro. You need to get off that.
Mayweather lost in the Olympics
this,
the same way. Can that not happen?
That's a different format, though. A different format. A lot of guys have lost the Olympics the same way. Royce Jones, a lot of guys have lost like that. That's a different deal completely. And the way that they scored is different completely too. So that's not the same. I don't think that's the same argument.
Well,
yeah, anything can happen, man. But I don't anticipate that because one, the guys that they're picking to do the fight that they've done this before. The guys ref Pacquiao. He's ref many a Mayweather fight. Pacquiao fights. I just don't see a need or reason for that. Anything can happen though. So we will say that anything can definitely happen. But I don't anticipate no craziness like that.
Well, you said the judge. You said the judge or the referee. Well, who are the judges?
Who are the judges? That's a good question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure who the judges are, but I mean, I don't anticipate that being a problem. I mean, I really hope that's not something we got to worry about at this point. You know,
yeah.
You'd like to think that we're just gonna see a good fight, but then again, man, you know, we'll never know. So
that'd be messed up.
But it would be though. It really would be. But if that was going to happen to anybody, and if there's anybody that groups of people would love to see that happen to, it would be Mayweather.
The groups of people, the whole world. I mean, we're not talking about every million person watching. But
yeah, that's it's interesting because Mayweather definitely he's definitely not the people's champ. We'll put it that way.
No, he recently.
Hey, I gotta ask you this, man. I gotta ask you this though. How's your connection?
What connection?
What are you using? The connection
the phone?
Here. Are you?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm getting some feedback. You hear that?
Is your stereo or laptop or something? I'm not
no.
getting anything.
You not getting anything? Maybe it's just on my end.
Yeah.
I seem to be hearing something, but
maybe it's just on
my end. Anyway, go ahead though. I was just hearing some clicking, but like I said, it's probably it might just be on my end, man.
Oh, okay.
No worries though.
What you call it? So Floyd Mayweather said he's better than Ali. You know, he mentioned something like he's talking about.
I watched it. I'm gonna stop you right there. That's not what he said. Let's be accurate if we don't quote people because that's not what he said.
I'm quoting. Ali only fought in one weight class. No one can ever brainwash me to believe that Sugar Ray Robinson and Muhammad Ali was better than me. That's a quote.
Right.
That is a quote.
Correct.
I don't know how it's different than saying I'm better than him, but you can explain that
later.
See,
that's the thing. I'm explaining
also,
now. Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
Hold on. Let me finish. He also said, but one thing he'll say is he's going to take the hat off to those guys. He respects them because they paved the way. He continued to make a case for the greatest of all time. That's what him saying by citing Ali's loss to Leon Spieth and the rope-a-dope tactic he used. So Spieth beat him when he had seven fights. Mayweather said they never put a fighter in there with Floyd Mayweather with seven fights. So you're going to tell me that it's cool to lay on the ropes and take punishment? Let a man tire himself out from beating you and then he basically fatigued. You hit him with a few punches and he go down, quit, and you want to be glorified for that. That was Mayweather's quote.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So specifically to what he said about what you said was he said that he was better than Ali. Not what he said. What he said is what you would expect any superstar athlete to say. Just like when they ask and they interview a basketball player like Kobe, or they interview a star quarterback like Tom Brady or Jordan, any of those guys. If you don't think you're the best, then there's something wrong when you're at the top of your game. And I think that that's more, you know, I mean, it's easy to sensationalize what the guy said. Oh, he said he's better than Ali. Well, if you're a real true sports fan, I don't care if it's boxing or anything else, then that's the same Kobe Jordan argument. That's the same. I mean, if you're a real fan and you know anything about anything, you don't compare eras. We don't do that. And especially in boxing, you don't compare weight classes. We're not going to do that either. So the disconnect that people have when it comes to, and when they hear Floyd say something like that, skills wise, and what he's done and brought to the game of boxing, obviously he's an undefeated fighter. Now, if we're not going to compare eras, I think that where people get hung up is that a lot of times when you're talking in the context of the better boxer, it's not just solely based on what they do in the ring. And we both know that. We know what Ali did, politically, for his time. And so it's a different, I feel like it's a different thing when you compare two people like that. You know what I mean? I feel like it's all in context. You know what I mean? I feel like it's one of those where a lot of time I feel like when Floyd is talking about him being the best, I think that a lot of times people don't just look at what he does in the ring. Often they look at how he says things and obviously how he carries himself and how he chooses to live his life. And I think that ends up being a lot of, you know, what people look at when if you're just judging what the guy's done in the ring, then that's a different argument. So,
well, to me, now maybe you did, but I didn't quite understand or catch it. How is him saying different from saying he's better than Ali from him saying?
He said that you can't tell me that those guys are better than me, right?
Well, he also he said.
And that, isn't that what he said? Out of that first quote that you gave?
Well, he said Ali fought in one weight class. No one can ever brainwash me to believe that Sugar, Ray Robinson, and Muhammad Ali was better than me, which to me sounds like you're – I mean, that's what I'm saying. He's better than Ali,
right? That's up to the person, the perception of the person who hears it.
Okay,
I think that's pretty clever. You know, how he put that is pretty clever. And I think that's how, again, like I said about – whether it's Kobe, whether it's Jordan, whatever, if you don't think you're the best and you're supposed to be at the top of your game, I mean, what do you expect him to say? That's what I would expect him to say. The way he worded it, however, it's semantics, really. I mean, the way he worded it, yeah, you can take it however you want. But all I was trying to say was, in the context of what he said, well, like I said, and again, we're not going to compare eras. I don't think we can do that. I think that's a problem.
Well,
you can argue whatever you want. I mean, I'm glad that he gave those guys their just due because he should have done that. But I think if you were to ask those same guys, especially Ali, if the situation was flipped, he'd just say the same thing. You know,
You think he'd say Floyd was the greatest?
That's it. Yes. No. Oh. He's gonna tell you the same thing that Floyd said about him. He would say the same thing. You ain't gonna be able to tell me Floyd better than me, and that's what it would be. That's why I say you can't compare eras. I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, you know, people will be able to bring up the reasons why they think Floyd has a right to say what he says and thinks he should be validated for it because he's got this, you know, undefeated record. Well, you know, and then there'll be people, the naysayers on the other side, and say that, you know, that record is fraudulent and puffed up, and who did he actually box? So, you know, it's one of those. But I fully understand, and I think that it's completely fine what his response was. I don't think that it was.
What was the response to? What did someone ask?
The response to the question, do you think you're the greatest? I'm not sure. What do you mean?
Well, you
whatever Stephen A. asked him, you just quoted it.
I quoted his response that someone sent me and then I read
it. Oh, you didn't have the question.
But no, that's what I was saying. I didn't have the question. So
I think the question was, Do you think you are the best pound for pound boxer to ever live, or whatever it was? It was something to that effect.
Okay, right here. Here it said, in an interview with ESPN, Mayweather said he's better than boxing legends Muhammad Ali and Sugar Ray Robinson, which is what I said.
Right.
And you also got the quote though.
That's the same thing that they tried to pull today on PTI. That was the headline. Mayweather says he's better than Muhammad Ali. It's not what he said.
Well, I mean, what did he say?
We just went over that. I thought, you know, right. I gotta say it's all in the interpretation.
So if you heard it
that's
word
what
for,
I mean.
You want word for
I,
word
I'm,
is what it sounds like.
What I'm saying is that's what I'm saying. Look. If that's what they're reporting, and that's what they're insinuating, he said, is that I'm better than Muhammad Ali. Then quote him as that's what he said. What he said was something different, but very similar. You can't tell me that I'm not better than those guys. I won't be brainwashed for you to make me believe that I'm not better than those guys. So you know, that's what I say. I mean, it's interpretation. It's however you want to take it. But yeah, I think we all can agree.
We know what
he thinks about it. You know, we know he thinks he's better. We know he thinks he's the best ever. I mean, come on, CBE.
Well, if you don't say you can't make me believe you better than me, and I don't think he's just saying it. I think he, you know what I mean. He believes it.
He should think that about himself.
Well, anybody should think that, but that don't mean you shouldn't knock him for it. There's some people who think they're the best at something, and you're like, yeah, right, man, you ain't even close. So, but with him, what I was saying was his skills, his defense and footwork is definitely probably the best video I've ever seen. I just wonder, you know, there are other people that go against his record using who he fought. But I can always play devil advocate to those who say he's the best and those who say he's not. Just because, it's, you know, in a sport like boxing, and especially weight classes nowadays, you don't always get, it's just not going to be that many great fighters in the eras like the 70s and 60s and early 80s. You just don't get that. And you take out, like the Klitschko brothers, they just take who
it's
you throw
It's been decades,
out.
Man. It's been decades.
Yeah.
It's been decades. I mean, let's call it what it is. You're damn right. You're exactly right. There's not, and there hasn't been. I mean, like we talk about, it died off a long time
ago.
Well,
there's a couple things
just don't
that are
have
different.
The same.
Well, there's too many weight classes that fighters do choose weight classes. I follow a couple fighters who move weight classes. You know, to the fans, it looks like they're avoiding another fighter because they'll go up, they'll drop their belt, they'll go down, and it's you know, usually within 2 pound difference. You're like, why are you dropping or gaining 2 pounds just to switch divisions when you can fight that guy? And, you know, and the only reason I say that, because like we said last year on the show, to me, if I feel like I'm the greatest, I'm going to fight the dude who y'all think is better than me. And I'm going to show you who's better. But that's you know, I guess the mentality of different people, and Mayweather's different because he's making millions doing it the way he wants to. Well, you know, like I said, that's where money is different to everybody. Because I mean, if you're still making millions, I was still like, if you told me, okay, I can wait 10 years or 5 years to fight the next best guy and make $200 million, or fight him this year and make 50, I would probably still take the 50. I mean, to me, that'd be a lot of money. And then I could do that.
I guess to each his own, you know, on that.
Yeah.
You know, for sure. But, that probably wouldn't be enough for Mayweather, so I totally get that.
Like you said, it's different for each people. Mayweather's lifestyle definitely is worth $200 million. Like when I play basketball, I love going against the better team. You know, like teams complain about seeding. Like, they'll say switch it over to basketball. I think the Clippers and I think the Spurs were complaining about the Blazers getting the fourth seed because they won the division, and that they should be hired because they don't want to face the next team. I'm like, you in the playoffs now. You know, you take who you get. It's only 18. I mean, am I wrong, or is that?
What do you mean? That makes sense to me. That makes sense to me. So. I don't know how you could complain about that, but.
Well, because the Spurs and the Clippers, you know, obviously feel they're top two or three of the NBA, or top four probably, and they just didn't feel that they should face each other first round. It kind of sucks to see two top teams knock each other out, but y'all should have won more. That's how I took it. Like I said the first time, every team is even to me in the playoffs. Even if you're a low EC, your chance it's small, but you're in the playoffs now, so, you know.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, what do you mean? You take what you can get. That's just it. The bottom line.
Yeah.
They're complaining.
Well, yeah, they was like, we should be IRC. So,
the complaint, but it is what it is. Like, stop with that. You just don't, you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. Stop complaining.
Well,
it is what it is. So.
We talked about it before. I am a traditionalist when it comes to changing things, especially when I've been at work for so long. And, you know, 20 years, 25 years of watching sports, things have worked, and then as time go on, you know, teams like we should drop the Eastern and Western Conference team for playoffs, or, you know, we should be seeded higher.
I would say that I have to agree with that. And I'll say this. I got to agree with the receding, just because of the it's been 10 years.
Wait,
it's been longer than 10 years.
Are you
just
talking about a receding of each round or each seed of just the conference in the playoffs?
No, I just meant the conference thing. I just meant once you get to the playoffs, I feel like then they should kind of redo it that way. Once you get to the playoffs, then reseed it by, you see what I mean?
I know what you're saying, but I didn't hear why.
Well, because again, it's been like for the last whatever 10, I forget, I've just seen a statistic on this, the last 10 or 11 years, the West has just been so lopsided, you know, the competition from one league to the other, you know what I mean? So it's like, or not league, but one, one side or the other, East and West. So it's like I can see how, you know, you're a team in the West, you win 55 games, and you get the 7 seed. And then if you're in the Eastern Conference and you got a losing record, and you may be number 4 or 5. You know what I mean? Like, so I understand the complaint. Like, I could see that. I could see that being turned around there. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
I can see how they can fix
Eastern,
that.
Those Eastern teams need better, better drafting and management. I don't know why they.
Well,
I mean, first of all, like we keep saying, it might be too many teams in the league. And I'm
there is too many teams in the league. That's
yeah.
a fact.
And
I'm
gonna always say they
need
a 3-year league, a 3-year minimum in college is always gonna be my vote. But that's half because I like college sports as well. So, but I think that develops the players as well instead of having like Kentucky was good to watch, but I think if that team stayed together 3 or 4 years. They might win 3 in a row, instead of losing, They probably would be Kentucky next year. I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, because they were all
you
young.
You might be right, but it's a damn shame that they didn't win the damn one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it
that's
is
a shame.
Bad, but I'm
it
not,
really
I'm
is
not,
a shame. It's a shame.
I'm not either. I was kind of
anticipating that, man, because there's a lot of pressure on them boys, man. I'll say that, you know.
Well, you know,
my thought was they
were playing teams too close all season, teams that could actually play on the inside or drag out the big man, and ended up costing them. Like, see, when people think about it, that West Virginia game where dude was talking trash, but they didn't have no player personnel to match up. You gotta be able to match up when you say something like that. And then if you watch the championship game, Wisconsin had people that could keep up and can bring the big man from around the hoop. Uh-oh. Hello.
Right. Hello?
Yeah, I was hearing a lot of static. So, man.
Hello?
Yeah, you play too big.
Too
big game. Hey, so who are you? What do you want to see in the playoffs? Like, what is your NBA Western and Eastern Finals playoff matchup? If you would watch.
Oh, that's the tough question for me. I gotta preface this with, I'm a diehard Laker fan, so it's been hard times on me. The last couple of seasons, I would say this for just a strictly the excitement of a basketball fan. I would love to see Warriors versus Cleveland. I think
let's go back to the finals playoffs first. The Eastern and Western finals.
Okay. So finals playoffs. Give me the Warriors in the West versus the I can't believe I got to go here.
Clippers?
I can't believe I got to go here. No, hell no. I want the Clippers to lose first round. We'll see. I guess if that's the case, then I got to go with the Spurs, huh? So
yeah.
I guess Warriors Spurs, which is not a good matchup for the Warriors. But yeah, Warriors first, and then I guess on the then I got to go to this joke conference here. Eastern, oh man, how do I choose? I got to go Chicago, Cleveland. I mean, that's going to be the most competitive in my mind. So
it is. And how long?
Yeah, it's
got to
be. And I want to see D Rose and joking, knowing them boys get out there and do something to LeBron and them. So, I don't know that it's hard for me to say because I haven't seen it yet. But we both know this, though. What we've never seen a young team get to the finals and win. Never seen
yeah.
that. We don't see that. It's an old man's game. People don't even want to admit it. It's an old man's game. That's the bottom line when it comes to deep in the playoff finals. Veteran game. I won't say old man. Veteran game. And so it's hard for me to, for sure. I mean, I just said what I want to see exciting-wise as a fan would be Warriors-Cleveland, but I don't know that, that necessarily Cleveland is going to get past a healthy Chicago team. That'd be a hard-fought series, you know?
Yeah.
So that's mine. In the end, you know, I know you don't want to see the Warriors win, but just you're saying the same way you don't want to see the Warriors win, I don't want to see the Clippers win, man. No way.
Well, you know, well, my reason is because of the fans. You know Clipper fans? Are you dealing with them?
Yeah, man. They just came out the woodworks. Yeah, I know Clipper fans. Lightweight Clipper fans. Lightweight Clipper fans. They just started coming out. You know, they just started. They just started talking. They just started wearing their gear again here these last. I think it was these last three years. They start wearing their gear again. So.
Well, one thing I know about teams. Well, from the few fans I know, I should say that like teams that aren't known for winning, is that they pop up slowly. And the only reason they pick a team like that is because you never knew about them. Like they never talked it, and they'll always say, "Man, I always said I was a Clippers fan." You like, I've never once heard you say that because I would remember it. And they choose teams
you,
that
you want to say, "No, you didn't." No, you didn't ever. You were never the top line.
You ain't got no picture where you flaunting your jersey or nothing.
Nah, not at all. Tell the truth.
They pick teams that no one thinks about until they start winning, and then they can say it because you really, like we said, you don't have no proof. And you like, I mean, I guess, but that doesn't make sense if you have basketball fans and all of a sudden that's your team. Why would you choose a team you never heard of? But
why would you choose that? If you just said, look, I just started watching
and I picked the underdog because everyone was rooting against them, I'd say, okay, cool. You just started watching 4 years ago. But if you just like, yeah, I've been a Clipper fan since such and such, but you didn't even really watch basketball like that, I was going to have to say you're lying.
Real spit. I have to agree with you.
Man, you told me the draft is when in the NFL.
I want to say it's next Thursday.
That would be crazy. Yeah, cause like, isn't that like a 3-day weekend? A 3-day event.
Yeah, what do you mean? It starts on Thursday, runs through Sunday. Like it always
I don't
does.
Believe they would do that during the Mayweather fight. You really believe they'd have that during the Mayweather fight?
Are you kidding me? Hell yeah. The NFL is grimy. They want to snatch up. You see what they just did with the Tebow stuff, and they were talking about that, where they put that out there like that just to snatch the headlines, and they snatched it. NBA playoffs going
wait,
on.
What happened with the Tebow?
Man, he got signed to the Eagles. And
he did get signed. I know he went out there, but I didn't know he officially signed.
Yeah. He signed to the Eagles. And they snatched all the NFL snatched all the headlines. I mean, it's playoff games going on, and that led every show, every sports show in the country was that, pretty much. Yeah. The Tebow signing over any basketball playoff. And that's a joke.
What did Jay Feely say? Jay Feely said Tim Tebow is the single worst QB I ever saw. He couldn't beat him. That sounds like a lot of hate.
But at the same time, that man's entitled to his opinion. So,
well, hold on. Is it hate just because you say someone's not good, or is it hate when
it's hate if the statistics don't back up what your statement was? How is his statistics wrong?
If he said he's the worst QB he ever saw,
so are we gonna assume we're gonna assume that he hasn't seen any other quarterbacks, correct?
I mean, you told me earlier we got to go by what they said. I mean, if he said it, we can't say he lied.
I said no. Why didn't tell you? I never said we got to go by what anybody said. What I said was we got to quote people accurately.
Right. Well, okay. So if he didn't say anything different, well, I got to assume that, you know, unfortunately he thinks T.O. is the worst he ever saw.
Well, let's do this. Let's do this, though. It was, you said it was, who was it? Jay Feely, you said?
Yeah.
Jay Feely. Played a little quarterback, I want to say, maybe with the Bears, the Dolphins. Is that Jay Feely?
Yes.
Okay. So he's played on a couple of NFL teams, obviously played college ball, been around the NFL for many years. Yeah, we're not going to give him the benefit of that. We're not going to give him the benefit of that.
Well, why not?
He
was a great kicker.
Like I said, okay, so no. Okay, so we're talking about the kicker.
Jay Feely. Yeah, who else are you talking about? I don't know who you're talking about.
I was talking about AJ Feely, maybe a quarterback. I was thinking about a quarterback, a different guy.
Oh.
But Jay Feely, well, yeah, he's an analyst. So, yeah, we know he's full of shit then at this point. We know that it's hate at that point because, like I said, the numbers wouldn't suggest that. But he is a commentator, and he's a kicker, so he's been around the game. He's seen some quarterbacks play, so yeah, I would think that maybe he was being a little facetious with what
you
he
call
said
bullshit.
There. Yeah, I'm calling bullshit on that. Yeah, bullshit. So, but I understand it though. I get it. I mean, people get a lot of hate. Some of it's warranted, some of it's not. But you know, I can see why people feel that way.
But if it's warranted, it can't be too bad, is it? I mean,
some of it's warranted, some of it's
right,
warranted.
Right.
The hate.
So. Yeah.
But that comment, that just seems a little out of, I mean, that was a little far-fetched, I think.
So with the draft, I think you said it's coming up soon, but I hear there's a couple top five picks that aren't jumping in that aren't going to go to the draft. What do you think about that?
What do you mean? A couple? What are you talking about?
I heard what's the Cooper doesn't it might not go Mariota
might
and,
not go what
to the NFL draft?
Oh, might not go.
Yeah,
that happens every year.
Yeah, but these are like some of the – you're starting to get the top two picks now.
Yeah. I mean, some guys don't want that type of exposure or whatever, I guess. I mean, I can't knock them. I mean, hell, that's surprising, though, because it's like, damn, you would think you would want that, you know? It's probably a lot of cool stuff you get to do, you know, leading up to that, I would imagine, it seems like.
Well, I would think so, but
I'm pretty sure.
I mean,
I think they do.
If you continue to get, you know what, if I was an NFL commissioner like Roger Goodell, not myself, because, you know, Roger Goodell is kind of funny like that. He should say, if you don't come to the draft, you don't get your bonus.
Well,
hold on. We got a call. 408. Holla.
Hello.
Johnny.
Yo.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up? What's up, Big C? What's up? What's up, Cole Priest? How you doing, man?
What's good with you, Big Dog?
Yeah, I need a wake up, man. COB, man. Championship or bust. I'm going to just say that one time. And I ain't going to bring it back, but I'm going to just hold that and let y'all sit on that for a minute. All right.
Are we talking about the Bulldogs?
I know who I'm talking
about,
but I ain't even going to get to that because I'm going to stick with the topic. The draft, Nobody cares about you having to show up at the main little event. It's not even in New York anyway. It's in Chicago. So who cares?
Oh, yeah.
You want to stay home?
Well, hold on. I disagree. Because I think the fans
I disagree. Hold on.
Well,
would you
I'm just thinking about
with
the fans.
CLB or
no, we're on topic because I think there's fans that go to these drafts, you know, whatever you call it, draft nights, and they really want to see the player their team going to pick, and they want to cheer them or boo, whatever. I think fans, there are fans.
You still can do it.
Well, they
want to. Still going to film. A lot of
yeah,
Hall of Famers,
saying,
they didn't go to New York and do it. They stayed at home. I could name a couple of guys that didn't go. They stayed at home, and it's everybody's still screaming, yell when they when they got their name called. And I personally don't. If I ever was to get drafted, if that ever happened, I wouldn't have went there either. I would have stayed my ass at home. Who wants to shake Roger Goodell's hand with his fake ass? He's a fake
but
bastard.
This is 10 years
Who
ago. This
fake
is.
Ass
I
thought,
hey, I gotta agree with you there, 408 about Goodell. That's the easy one there. I gotta agree with you on that one about Goodell. But that's a whole nother
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, I don't think
Goodell ain't about nothing. He's a bust.
He ain't about shit,
been.
Man.
Nah, he
well,
ain't.
Well, 10 years
he
ago, when was this done?
He need to be fired.
15
man.
Years ago, that would have been on your mind.
Talent's been on my mind.
I said 15 years ago.
So I'm talking about. I feel it's on the player. If you want to stay at home with your family, so everybody
yeah.
y'all all be together and y'all all celebrate together, then do that. Because you know it's a process. So if you go to Times Square, where it's in Chicago now, they're only giving you a certain amount of tickets. You might get one or two. You're gonna have to fly your family out. You're gonna have to go through a whole lot of extra crap to accommodate everybody when you can just do it at home. And
you know
and
what?
NFL to bring
right.
the people to your house.
That's
so
right.
Nobody,
I agree
so
with
nobody
you on
can,
that.
So y'all can't celebrate when y'all get back home?
You
I
could,
mean,
man, but
I mean,
when you went, I think
to,
what he's saying
when you
is
went
right,
on your
though.
Recruiting
you
trip.
These players
the same
are making
thing,
it
man.
Convenient for their families. That's what they
yeah.
do.
And I like the statement they're making. You're right, too. Like, hey, man, there's all this mandatory stuff that they got to do. I'm glad that they can't make them, oh, you got to be there. No matter what, pick. If you want to be at home, I love the freedom of choice. If you want to be at home, be with your fam, be with your fam and do that. I think that's a good thing. But I'll say this. If I'm a young guy, okay, about to be an NFL or I was a college superstar and I'm about to go to the NFL top 10 pick, I don't know why you wouldn't want to be hanging out in the city somewhere and enjoying the fruits of your labor, if you know what I mean. So,
I mean,
I don't know what you mean. I would question that. But
I could do. You could do everything you guys just said that same weekend. You can, like you said, Kofi. You could go out there the day before, have fun the night draft or the draft. Go out there, show out your suit, whatever.
I'm talking about doing it out there at the draft.
But
well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm saying, yeah, wear your suit.
Yeah. And a fly
and
line
go home
and lose, all right.
What?
What's that?
You know why a lot of these players now are doing the draft at home? Besides the convenience for their family, they also
they
don't
want
to be up there looking stupid like Geno Smith. Like, they thinking like that, too. Because you don't want to
hey, you know what? You're right. You never know.
No,
you're
no.
right about that. Right about that.
I agree with that. I've seen drafts where someone was predicted first round and didn't get drafted at all. Like, I can't think of what NBA player it was, but he ended up having
I think I know who you're talking about, too. I just
yeah.
say, I guess on the tip of my tongue, he looked so sick up there. That just,
oh, it was
just
sad.
So bad
it was,
for two.
Yeah. It was, like, depressing almost because he was, like, he wanted to cry. He was trying hard. to hold it in, and I was like, shit, just do it. But, you know, I'm not talking about those questionable ones. I'm talking about, like, Cooper and the two, you know, what's his name, Mariota and Winston,
well, I
that,
think
which
Cooper's
are three
going,
that aren't supposed
Cooper's
to be.
Cooper's going, White's going,
Winston.
He's from SC. He's going, too.
Yeah, there's a couple picks. I'm not. I'm talking about like the first five, like that we know are getting picked up. I would think they want to go, but no one. I didn't remember anyone talking about Geno Smith as going to be a starter even in the league.
I swear to God, look, that draft that Geno Smith was in, they before they do the draft, they have the top 10 guys that they say they're supposed to go, that are favored to go the first top 10 picks. His name popped up, and they named all these other guys. And then when the draft started, he did not get called. And you could tell he was feeling real weird because he kept touching his phone. He kept saying,
"Oh yeah, I remember
that." His face looked the deal. His face looked the deal.
Hey, he was looking like who's the other dude that played for Buffalo? What's his name? Was the same way.
DJ Manuel,
the other quarterback. Yeah, he was giving that same look, but they kept going. I wouldn't want to see that either.
That's a lonely feeling,
dog. Oh, heck yeah, because they kept zooming in on him. And every time that camera came, he'd pick up his phone, start trying to text somebody, and nobody was texting back because you don't got nothing to say to your boy when he's
acting like
he's
talking to somebody, acting like they doing something. They ain't doing nothing.
And then what's the name? The one dude was drinking hella water. Was it Manziel? Somebody was just down. Somebody was down in the water. I want to say it was Manziel or someone.
It was Manziel.
Man, he must have went through four or five bottles of water. I said, no, you know. So that was crazy. Oh man.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's no reason. I can see that too, man. That would be hard to sit there when you thought you was projected to be blah 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 blah, and you believe the hype, and then all of a sudden it's like day two.
Man, they had a show on Netflix talking about the draft, and it was I can't remember what draft it was. I think it was with Derek Carr. With David Carr. I think it was the David Carr draft. They did a documentary on a couple players, and some of those guys, they went all out. Like, they rented a hotel out, like a couple of rooms. They got all their friends in there. They getting all these suits and all of this, and their name didn't get called. That's when the draft was just 2 days. Now it's three, but it was 2 days, and you could see these dudes' face just watch the whole draft. And then the next day, and like you got so many people, agents, and these yes guys all around you, keep telling you you're about to get picked, and when you don't get picked, you should have seen how these dudes was acting when they weren't getting picked. They just lost their mind, grabbing the camera, getting them people pushing the camera crew out the way, and that's a serious thing, man. Messing with these youngsters, man, with that draft, man, you just never know.
With that being said, and the fact that now you got the Heisman candidates and winners not wanting to go to the draft, do you think this is going to affect the future drafts? There's always going to be kids who's like, I don't care what y'all did in the past, I'm going. But then, do you think this all start over the time, less and less people start going to the draft, and eventually, you know, you don't have
a
draft?
No, because it's still a dream. It's still everybody's dream. So, like, you play the video games, you a youngster, you're a little league or whatever, you watch the draft. So, it's still in your mind. So, I'm pretty sure it's not going to die out. People still going to go to the draft. They're going to get suited up. They want to walk up there, put the hat on, and they want to do the whole 9 yards. You know, there's still going to be a lot of guys that's going to want to do that. There's going to be a couple few that's going to want to stay at home. But the draft's not going to be a ghost. It's never going to be a ghost town. There's always going to be a lot of guys going in there.
There'll be plenty of guys there. Yeah, plenty of guys there.
That's what I was about to say. If it's not the top 5 or 10 we expect to be, get picked, would it be boring to see?
Though. You're not talking about like five not showing up. You're talking about two out of five, right?
Well, that's three. That's three out of
five. Two out of ten.
Three. Cooper, Winston, and Mariota. So far.
They all said they're
right.
Not going.
Right, is the three. That's right.
Yeah.
They confirmed they're not going.
I seen Cooper this morning say that.
They're
not going at all? Wow.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you start getting.
I thought you said they might not go.
All.
I didn't know that was confirmed. That's crazy. Huh.
Well,
Cooper's not going. Mariota's not going. And
Winston was the first to say he wasn't going.
Winston, I think, is staying home, too.
I think Winston just don't want to get ripped on when you get on TV. You know, you on TV smiling. And
hey, you know what?
It
might be a good idea for Winston to not go. That might be the best thing for him.
He probably thinking he's going to get booed, too. He's going to get booed, too. That's like, he don't want to, he probably don't want to try to avoid all of that crap, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand it.
Ragging on him, talking about this off-the-field issues. That's the best quarterback in college football the past 2 years, period.
Yeah, not even
like,
close.
Period.
Not even close. And if these idiots draft Mariota number one because they think that he's such a great guy off the field, you're going to pay for it on the field. I promise you that. I think he's a great talent. I think he's a great athlete. But I don't know why he gets a pass that everybody else that's ran in a system like Oregon runs, never under center, you know, a gimmick system like that, why he's going to get a pass when it comes to being an NFL quarterback. Like, nobody else gets that pass. Everybody else they have questions about that comes out of it that's always getting the ball in the shotgun. Everybody else they have questions about. But this dude, I feel like, They're putting him up on a pedestal to be. I kind of feel bad for the dude because they're pumping him up to be something that I don't know if he can live up to. Straight
cool.
Like that. Mariota.
Cool. Mariota.
Yeah.
Mariota.
I don't hear them.
Mariota's gonna come in. He's gonna come in the league just like Akili Smith and Joey Harrington and all them other working quarterbacks. They're disgusting, all of them. They're all disgusting.
Chill it out,
he's gonna come in here. He better go to Philly because if he don't, he's
that's
gonna
what I'm
ride
saying.
A bitch. I don't care if you're a saint.
That,
I don't care if you're a that, saint. I away from the
that's
field.
That's what I'm saying.
Be a saint.
That's all I'm saying, man. That's how I feel. If he don't go to Philly, he's in trouble. It's gonna be tough. That's all I'm gonna say. It's gonna be tough. And
well,
it won't be for lack of effort. I'm sure he's gonna do everything he's supposed to do above and beyond. But at the end of the day,
well,
you got it coming
out
where you don't.
What don't you guys believe he can learn like all these other quarterbacks that are rookies, second or third year, you know, going back to camp?
It's not that he's incapable of learning it. I'm just saying for him to even be mentioned as a first quarterback taken, that's crazy to me. You're overvaluing him. It's not that he can't learn. I'm sure the guy's bright. I'm sure he can learn. But like I said, he's been.
Well, we're looking at teams with quarterback issues, and what other quarterbacks are in the draft that besides Winston? Like, are there like two or three other quarterbacks?
Bryce Petty.
That boy from Baylor is better than Mariota.
I think that for what they do in the NFL, again, that's what I say. Like, it's funny because when we talk about other, and if you're going to categorize Mariota, you would categorize him as a mobile quarterback. Okay, he would get the same.
Right.
He would be in the same category as even maybe not skill wise, but as a Mike Vick, as a Vince Young, one of those type of guys. That's how you would have to view him. But he doesn't get the same scrutiny that those guys get. okay? He doesn't get that. He gets the benefit of the doubt just off top. Even though he can't, even though we've seen how these guys that have played in systems like Oregon that is specifically for college and hasn't shown, like 4A was just saying, they haven't had a quarterback come out of there or come out of one of those systems that has gone into the NFL and showed any real promise. That's what I mean. When you get a quarterback like Winston, they say the same things about him they said about Andrew Luck. He's ready for the NFL.
Yeah.
He's a prototypical pocket passer. He can make every throw on the field. But it's like they're boosting Mariota. That's why I say I feel bad for the dude. Like I said, I want to say again, I think he's a great talent. I think he's a very good athlete. He's had a great career in college. I don't think that he's a number one pick for the quarterback position. No way.
So he's not a number one. Well, what if the quarter? What if the team
you don't
that's
take
picking
him over
the quarterback?
If the team that's picking him needs a quarterback, and you pass over Winston for him, then you're making a mistake.
Well, get past Winston.
Yeah, that's team suicide.
That's all I'm saying.
Suicide.
That's all I'm saying. And I think that because again, like you just said, where he's at in the draft. He's probably the second best quarterback in everybody's eyes. We get that. Now, you're not going to take a Bryce Petty for the same reasons I just stated because of the same gimmicky, even though it's not a read option type of offense. It's just basically a gimmick offense, but it's vertical. That's what he did. So you get the same knock on him. But I do think when it comes to size, stature, and throwing motion, all of that. I think that him next to Mariota, he may be a better passer. So
if you look at Mariota, you watch how he play, because like you said, it is gimmicky. Oregon's offense is gimmicky. It's a quick one read, throw the ball or run or take off.
Yes.
Like there's no progressions or nothing.
Nope.
That's what's going to kill him. In the league, if he don't go to Philly, he's done.
And I don't see him throw anybody open in that offense. But it's the reality. He's not going to have guys running wide open like you would see often in the Oregon offense. You know, you're just not going to see it. We'll see.
Why can't they take risks on him? When you had the Tim Tebow, the Matt Barkley, the Geno's, dropping off that far if you picked him up like they did with these other quarterbacks? All these quarterbacks, and
you just named Barkley and Tim Tebow. Barkley didn't go to the fourth round. He's a fourth round pick.
I said the teams were picking quarterbacks.
Well, see, if your team feel like your quarterback is your highest priority, I mean, do you have to wait?
That's everybody's highest priority. That's every team's highest priority.
Well, then why can't they pick
a
first round? Why can't he pick a first round?
What? I said first pick.
It's going to throw everybody for a loop. That draft, whoever we think going to be number one, might not even be number one, bro. It might. I'm hoping James is going to Tampa Bay because it'll be a hometown story, and they'll sell out the stadium.
He's got weapons, man. He's got weapons in Tampa Bay, too, already at receiver, ready to go.
You just won't know till that day comes. I mean,
you never know until they play.
They may even who was in the draft with
Andrew Luck?
RG3.
Okay, there you go. So coming out, who was the better looking quarterback, RG3 or Mariota? Coming out of college. I'll answer that one for you. It was RG3.
They both.
So,
I mean, look, I'm going to say RG3.
but they both like the same.
That's what I was saying. Johnny.
When I was trying to say that earlier,
when I named off a few people, I was saying if they took a risk with these quarterbacks, why not take one with Mariota?
Because you're supposed to learn from your mistakes. That's why.
Well, the thing to me with Robert Griffin is he came back too soon from his injury, and he kept showing.
No, I don't know. But you don't get the benefit of the doubt, though. We know that. But you don't get the benefit of the doubt. It's what are you going to do? You don't get the benefit of the doubt because you were injured. Especially guys that look like Robert Griffin and Mariota. You're not going to get the benefit of the doubt. That's not how that works. You know that.
Well, I think Mariota might get that benefit.
He's getting more, and that was my whole point. I think it's a mistake to take him number one. I understand if you take him and you need a quarterback and you're in the top five because there's nobody else that you can justify taking him. I'll say this though.
That's what I was saying. I was saying your first pick, not the number one overall. I was saying if that's your team.
I got you. I know, and I understand.
I
got this feeling that Mariota's going to be playing like Johnny Football out there, dude. I got him. He's going to look at one read. That shit's going to be covered. And then he's going to panic. Mm-hmm. That's what I see him doing. You look at Jameis Winston.
For his whole career?
I'm saying right now, because they're talking about top three picks.
So, if you're picking the top three picks,
you're playing football now. You're not sitting on no bench. You're not reading no binder.
Any team that takes him, he's playing. Now. Yeah, he's going to play immediately. Immediately. If the Titans take him, he's playing immediately. If the Bucks take him, he's playing immediately. If the Jets take him, he's playing immediately. So there's no sit time.
From what I'm hearing, it sounds like you guys don't think he can go through his reads. Is that like his biggest issue, y'all think, or is there other things?
The biggest issue for me is that he's not used to taking snaps from underneath the center. All the other stuff, that's just a topper. The making the read, that's for every young quarterback coming in, adjusting to the speed of the game, things like that. But just from what I've seen, people underestimate that, and people don't understand how much of a difference that is. From you surveying the field from 4 yards back where you're used to catching the ball and getting it shotgun snapped to you, to you having to be under center and making that drop back while making your read, while keeping your timing. It is a whole nother world, man. Whole nother world.
Yeah, plus you messing with professionals. So you got grown ass men that they live off this. They food, they provide their families off of this game. They ain't gonna have that patience like these college guys. And so, Mariota, he don't look like a leader. Like how he talks, he's all soft, talks all soft. He's like a passive ass guy. I can't pick nobody like that to be leading my franchise. Because the player's gonna be looking at him like, who's you? Like you need a. You're supposed to be a leader of men, man. You're supposed to be a leader.
You got to give him a chance.
Unfortunately for him, though, unlike, because you could say the same thing about Russell Wilson, okay? But he fell into a great situation.
He did.
Okay? Now, if he's a first-round pick, he might need a third-round pick. That's a problem. He's going to a team, no matter what, that is suffering. Okay? He's going to go to a team that's the luck of the draw. He's lucky he didn't even have to go to the Browns. But he still might have to go there. But he's going to a team that's going to be suffering. And that's the problem, man. That's what I say. I don't feel bad for the dude because the situation he's going to be in is going to be – it's going to be added pressure because of he's going to go high and the team's not going to be very good. You know?
Yeah.
Mm. It's gonna be
what
tough
he,
like
what,
that.
What if he goes? What if this little fake trade they were talking about? He ends up in what is that team? San Diego. If that actually.
That's a much better team.
That,
I love it. I think that's much better.
It.
I think that'd be good for him.
I love it.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that'd be a great landing spot for him. I mean, yeah, I think that'd be a much better landing.
Whoa. They got a defense. They got Stevie Johnson over there. They got Antonio Gates. That's a pacifier.
That's what I'm saying. Safety net right there. You know, off top. Yeah, he'd be in a much better position. So. I wouldn't be surprised if something crazy like that happened, though. But I don't know how or what they're thinking that they're going to get rid of, Phillip Rivers.
He didn't want to sign an extension.
I understand that. But just because he don't want to sign an extension don't mean that you lose your mind. It don't matter. He's still got to play for you next season. That's all.
Right. But if you can start looking for your future and planning, like, okay, let's – I mean, if they feel Mariota's that good, I'm just saying, like
– Right.
Were going for Winston, if that's what they feel was good. I mean, Phillip Rivers obviously haven't done it in his career, unfortunately.
I think something else is behind that. So if that happens with Tennessee and San Diego, please believe Philly's going to be involved in that trade too.
I think Tennessee's the worst landing spot. Period.
Who?
I think Tennessee's the worst landing spot for any of these quarterbacks to end up. This year, I think that's the case. I mean, Tennessee has nothing, man. Nothing. They ain't got nobody there.
They got a running back.
I mean, they.
That's about it.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Because I mean, no defense to speak of. I don't know. I couldn't name not a tight end, a wide receiver. None of them.
They still have Walker.
No. Who?
Delanie Walker.
Who is that?
He's a tight end.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know, but I just think that's That'd be a tough one. So, but that division is pretty down, so that does help.
What is the Colts though? And they just bulked out, so it might not. It can be down.
Colts gonna ball out. They got that division locked up, just like
Colts
Manning. They got
out.
That locked
Colts
up. They got
out.
That locked up every year. You can book it. So, you know that they in the playoffs every year, as long as Andrew Luck there. You done already seen. They don't need no defense, nothing. They still gonna get there. So
they just jacked up their offense too. They about to be
man. They put them around him. They ain't messing around. They put it around him. Hell, we may not stop you, but we gonna outscore you. You know they got the opposite of the Russell Wilson thing going on out there. You know. They ain't worried about the defense. They don't need their quarterback, you know, in Seattle to score a bunch of points. And it's the exact opposite. They're going to score a bunch of points and try to outscore you, you know. So they ain't worried about running the clock.
Yes, sir, man.
My Raiders going to be good. Y'all watch out. Amari Cooper, what's happening? Come on, man. Come to Oakland. We're going to do this.
Man,
thing
I want him. I want him.
Man.
But
man.
I'm kind of skeptical. And
nah, don't
tell
be.
You why.
Be good.
Because Alabama players, I don't care what position they play. When they come to the league since they've been under Saban, peek out.
Julio Jones.
Okay.
They've been good receivers. Running back, they've been lacking. You're right.
Can you stay healthy one whole year? Can you play a full year?
When he played half a year.
I'll tell you right now.
He's been injured.
Under Saban, that came out and they played a whole year without getting injured. I bet you can't name one.
What are you talking about? Play the whole. What are you talking about?
Okay,
the running back, the boy in Green Bay. The boy in Green
Listen
Bay.
Very carefully. Eddie Lacy. Yeah, Lacy. Oh, yeah. He's a perfect example too. Check his. I know when he his rookie year, he didn't play the whole year. He got hurt.
He played all last year.
The boy that went to the Jets, the corner or safety, strong safety, the light skinned cat. I can't remember his name. He was out damn near half the whole year.
Well, man, injuries happen. I'm just saying, this dude. You're right. It's been a different thing. I'll say that about I feel like about the running backs, man. They haven't had the best of luck in the NFL, as many as they've had come out of there. What's his name, though, from Green Bay?
John Alexander.
No. Oh, no, we're not going to go back that far. That ain't, he wasn't under
that's about the only one I could see that just been in the game. But he
wasn't under saving, and he was a fluke. I'm talking about the safety though for Green Bay. What's his name? Ha ha.
Oh yeah. Okay. You got one right there.
He did cool. Except for, man, I don't know how he let that ball on that 2-point conversion get in there for Seattle. That was crazy to me. But he had a good season. You know.
I'm gonna have to let y'all go, man. My son over here banging on his car door trying to get me to come out, man. Big Chocolate, you already know why I'm on your line. COP, I'm about to make T-shirts in 2 weeks. You understand?
Wait, why are you waiting for 2 weeks? Why 2 weeks?
Because, hey, Gus, so COP.
You want to make sure you get that the first round?
Bro, you are. We're sweeping the Pelicans, man. Stop that, dog.
Then why are you waiting?
Well, yeah, I got other expenses I got to pay for too. But hey,
when
it's
possible. So you really gonna make a turn?
But you gonna eat? You gonna remember what you said? Remember
what?
Remember what you said?
No.
I ain't forgot, and I'm about to hold on. But I can see you stop. You stop calling me. You stop talking to me about that COB business. Because you see what the Warriors is doing out there. You see it. It's like,
well, no, you said, like, you said you didn't like hearing it. Well, no. Because you've been saying it since football season, and you got mad that I kept saying it. So I left it alone. But you bring it in back because it's convenient.
Hell yeah.
Of how
hell
good you guys man. Look. Now, don't get me wrong. I said the Warriors look great. I'm not. They look like they can win the championship. I mean, they look. I mean, the Spurs look real bad the way they played the Clippers the first game.
Yeah, they
but,
do.
But, you know, it's just one game. But, no, you. I noticed that you use your COB conveniently. Like, you used it halfway during football season, then you left. Then you picked it up with the Niners, then you left, and then came right back. And then now you, like, you sort of threw it in there today because you're playing the Pelicans. That's a pretty tough series matchup right there. So, you know.
That's cute.
I enjoy watching y'all play. I'll say that. How about that?
Of course.
They're a good team to watch, just like Cavs and the Spurs.
I'm looking at those Bulls, too. And I ain't sold on the Cavs yet. I ain't sold on them yet.
I don't know why not. They got the greatest player and one of the greatest players of all time on their team. No matter how y'all feel about
them. Did you see those Bulls?
They're bullshit until they do something. That's all I'm calling it. Until they all stay healthy and make it through to the finals, I can't. I trust Cavs more than any other team.
I got a call, please. I got one question for you.
Yeah,
what
man.
You think about that Crabtree pickup?
I think that's great, man. I'll take it because I feel like this. I feel like before we got him, Who do we have? I mean, I know Crabtree get a lot of hate, man, and for whatever reason. But I know this: that dude has come up with some big catches and some big games recently. Last few years, yeah, he had an injury he came off of, but I don't know, man. I feel like people a little high on their horse, man, about even just having a great possession receiver, like. He's not going to necessarily outrun a bunch of people or nothing like that, but he makes a lot of good catches, and I'm happy to have him on the Raiders, straight like that.
See, to me, and just like I told Johnny, it just sounds like people are more happy about an upgrade versus Crabtree. Like, it sounds like y'all would even take you know, some old Reggie Wayne just to say we got to upgrade versus.
No, that's not what I said at all.
Let me check you with that. I've been waiting for you to say something slick like that. He's a Crabtree hater, though, man.
But you know what? He don't see what it is. Halfway got one less person to pass to this year. Watch and see. He ain't gonna say Kaepernick this year. So
why am I hating?
I just didn't even deny it. I just said someone tell me why. Why are you a hater? Maybe Johnny, you can answer that. Why are you a hater? I can answer that. I'm asking Johnny. Hey, Kofi, I'm asking Johnny. Well, he didn't play behind his number 10 pick. He has displayed that. And that's bullshit. That's bullshit. Because look, this is what I tell them.
I never said that.
They crack me up. They crack me up, and this is what I tell them. They say, "Oh, you was hating on Crabtree." Yeah, because he's a Niner. So I hate Niners. Period. That's my life. But when Crabtree went and he signed with the Raiders, yeah,
exactly.
I'm gonna be behind him because he signed with the Raiders. But here, but I got proof. I got evidence that backs up my case when I talk. Now, look at the quarterbacks that have been throwing at Crabtree. Look at the quarterbacks that have been throwing at Crabtree. Kaepernick.
I don't know. It looks like Alex Smith is getting to the playoffs for not being able to get a wide receiver touchdown.
The Niners defense.
Hey, he's getting to the playoffs.
In the playoffs. The Niners defense was putting y'all in the playoffs.
Oh, is Kansas City defense putting him in the playoffs?
Not your offense. The Niners D was putting
Kansas
the
City
playoffs,
defense.
Y'all.
Is Kansas City defense putting them in the playoffs?
Did Kansas City go to the playoffs? No. What are you talking about?
This year they did, but last year they did, didn't they?
Come on, man.
No, he was. Was he a scrub last year too?
Kansas City got a defense. Kansas City got a D. But the point that I'm making right here is that Crabtree, since he came into the league, he hasn't had a real quarterback. Alex Smith, when he plays quarterback, his running back has more receiving yards than his receivers. That's not a quarterback. Sorry. It might work at the U. It might work in college or something like that. But that's not an NFL quarterback. When their running back has more receiving yards than their receivers or their tight end. That's not a real quarterback.
Now, Johnny,
okay, Derek Carr is a real quarterback. See?
Well, here's one thing. I never said he was a scrub. It was everything but being a scrub that I said that. And you even agreed on some things I said, Johnny. But I don't know how much better he's going to get if that's what you guys are expecting to see. He's who he is. Unless you guys think he's going to all of a sudden turn into a top five receiver, which I don't see that happening right off the bat with any quarterback.
I'm just saying right now, from what
a top five
additions that we done added and the staff that we got.
Y'all just happy for an upgrade. That's all I hear from
Raiders fans. Going around in Raiders camp right now. You're smoking crystal meth if you think we're going 500.
Oh, you guys are going above 500?
We're not going 500, man.
You guys are going
that
above.
Three W seasons, four W seasons, six W's, that's over. That's over.
Look.
I'm asking you guys.
Do you guys both agree you're going over 500?
I don't make predictions, man, until about August.
Johnny, do you believe y'all going over 500?
You know what? I'm going to have to sign with Copies on this. I'm going to have to wait until August, too.
What is this 500 thing you're talking about? Or 8-8. What does that mean then? If you're not talking about the season, I don't know what you.
He said that's over. I love it.
Donnie, what
that
you
say? That over. Is over. We're not winning.
Well, what does that
winning.
Mean? What
we're
does
not
that mean?
We're going to kick off Jack Del Rio. We're not going to kick off the Jack Del Rio campaign with an 8-8 season. That's not happening.
So, Donnie, listen. Stop avoiding the question. Are you guys going above 500? If not, then I don't know what you're talking about right now.
This is what I – all right, listen to me. Pay attention. Listen very carefully. Don't be afraid. We're going over 500 this year. Quote
then
me right now. Quote me right now.
Okay, there you go.
Quote me right now.
You're going over
like
500. That's
what you need to say. Okay? Quote me right
oh,
now.
Oh, and you – hey, did you just claim championship too? You just claimed y'all going to win the
no,
Super Bowl?
No, like I said, listen, you're not listening, see?
You
like I said, with the Warriors, with the COB, with the Warriors, that's what I'm talking about, the COB. With the Warriors, quote me. Like when I said that, because you always been bringing that up, but you turn real quiet when you see what's been going on with the Warriors, so you stop talking
oh,
about
are you
that.
Talking about like, are you talking about quiet like when Florida Gators beat your Georgia Bulldogs quiet?
No,
yeah,
quiet
hard.
Like that. Exactly.
He said,
quiet
like that.
Quiet like that. Quiet just like that.
That was crazy. That was crazy.
You slick ass. Ooh, you slick.
Well, because you know, we didn't hear from you for a few weeks. You was our number one Gator hater. And then,
just like when them Raiders stomped them Niners. And you was quiet.
Oh, man.
Same way.
No,
yeah.
Man.
I was still on the
like
show,
that.
See?
Mm hmm.
No,
yeah, that's
no,
right. I forgot
lost.
About that.
Hey, you can call it.
Looking on the sidelines, looking over there like Kobe with your face in your hand. Yeah, just like that. Just like that.
Oh, shit.
All right. Yeah, hey.
They going in tonight.
No. So what I just heard, y'all going above 501, and you said championship or bust, which is Super Bowl. That's what I heard.
Hold on, bro. I ain't said that.
Kofi. I told y'all what I heard. I didn't say this is what you guys said. I just told y'all what I heard.
Then you have selective hearing. Because I
didn't.
Oh, hey.
I'm telling you all the time. Not only selective hearing,
Johnny,
you still got selective memory too.
Did you not say 800? Did you not say above 500? One.
Hey,
that's the first
question. Okay, Big Chocolate.
Wait. Johnny, did you not say above 500? Okay.
I said the Raiders.
Did you also
the
say?
Raiders,
no, listen.
The
no,
Raiders,
let me ask
listen,
the question.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
You're not putting words.
So you're not
gonna
let me ask the question? I asked you a question. Did you not say above 500?
Are you going to ask me a question or are you going to answer for me too? Which one are you doing?
I asked you, but you didn't want to answer. So now I'm telling you, did you say 500?
Yes, I did. Okay, look. Ask
okay,
me
now,
and
aren't you also the same person? Aren't you also the same person that says championship or bust?
I am.
Okay, so what's the difference from saying you're going to win the Super Bowl?
This is what,
and
no,
championship
this is
and bust?
The question. You didn't ask me. That I feel the Raiders was going to the Super Bowl or bust.
Oh,
you didn't ask me that.
I said win. I did say win.
I told you. You didn't even ask me anything. I told you we're not going. We're not going 500. I told you.
Yeah.
That's
and
what
in
I
the middle
said.
Of the conversation, I also said, are you going to win the Super Bowl?
I kind of like that, though. Yeah. I like that you said we're not going 500. Because that could mean we could be going lower than 500 or
but
over.
No, but
I like
Kofi,
that, though.
But that's why.
Nah,
but
we
no.
Can't, we can't assume what he meant. We can't assume what he
hey,
meant.
Kofi,
he said we're not going 500.
Kofi, I said it about five times. Does that mean you're going over? And he said yes. He said yes when I said
oh,
over.
I said
the Raiders are going. They are not going 500. They are going
and
over.
And did I not?
That's what I think.
You
might
win
nine games. You might win 10.
All I asked you was, are you going above 500? All I asked you, are you going above 500?
And
yes,
I
am, John. You just put some serious,
yes.
Man. You just.
I said, and I told you to quote me like you quoted me when I said COB. I said, that's what
okay,
I
listen.
Said.
Now, to be specific, Johnny, all right, I'm going to ask you two questions. Are you guys going above 500, the Raiders?
We're going over 500. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
For the Raiders,
okay, so let me ask this.
Wait, the second part. The second part.
Okay.
The second part.
I've seen the schedule. All right,
the second part.
And I'm
the second part. Johnny?
I just said. I'm behind it. I saw the schedule today. I'm behind that.
And the second part of my question, do you have championship or bust for the Raiders next season?
No, I don't.
Okay.
All right.
So I don't want to hear COB.
Let me ask this, though.
No more COB.
Let me ask this, though, Johnny, right quick.
I don't want to hear COB.
Are we going to win more games than the Niners?
Yes, we are.
Here's the thing.
They might just win two games out their division. That's how ugly it is for them.
But here's the thing. What I was told was it doesn't matter how many games you win if you don't win the Super Bowl. So if whether you win nine games or one game, you still just as bad as the one win team is what I was told. We can make fun of. Well, no, there's other conversations going on, and me and Johnny and I are in the same couple. Johnny and I are in the same couple Facebook groups, and this is the stuff people say all the time. It doesn't matter if you guys are still watching the Super Bowl or even lose it.
I mean, that's a convenient thing to say. I think I said that before I threw. You know,
I
so,
didn't say
you know, I mean,
I never
I
said
that's
it.
A, I think that that's a you know, something that's used after the fact, and that's the easy thing to say. That does hold true, but you know, yeah, I think that sometimes is used a little bit too much. I'll say that.
Well, listen, Donnie, how do you feel about that? Because y'all record was worse than ours, but he was still talking about we're in the same place. We're in the same place, so, I mean, it's the same thing going in the next season. Whoever has the most wins, it don't matter if neither one of us is in the Super Bowl.
That's on me.
Bruh.
Oh, my God. Hey, y'all, I got to go, man. My son over here, man, wilding out, dope.
Okay.
Outside with just draws on, dude.
I gotta go.
Well,
I'll let you for
it.
Right.
Hey, yeah, man. Good. Y'all have a good one, man.
All right. You
man.
Too.
You too.
So what I was saying is, if you, I mean, you didn't. He wasn't on the show as much as him and I talked, but his talk last season, he believes, and it could be possible that the season's going to flip. They're going to be the team anticipated to make playoffs and be better, and we're going to have the 3-win season. Now, everything he said about the Niners, when I turned it to him, he's like, well, no, that's not the same. But if our record being better than y'all don't matter, if it's championship or bust, 500 don't mean nothing if you don't win the Super Bowl. I mean, technically, he just put himself in the category he put us in last season. That's what he was saying.
I mean, right.
But that's what people put their foot in their mouth, because you got to be careful what you say one season when your team sucks, and then all of a sudden, like with the Lakers, when they were doing bad with the Warriors.
Yeah, you're right. But you know how that go, man. That's sports talk. People going
to
do that.
Well,
make contradictions and stuff like that. That's going to happen. And it's just a thing. You know, you'll get held to it also. But, you know,
well, see, that's why I don't be making
That's part of it. Oh, come on, bro. You done made them too. Everybody does it. Come on now.
Made what?
Come on now. You haven't contradicted yourself talking sports?
You don't know what I was saying. You don't know what I was saying. I don't make championship or bust type statements.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what I was about to say.
I wouldn't do the COB either.
Well,
to tell you the truth, that's the first time I kind of heard it like that.
because he said,
you know,
he, like I said, next year you guys might get 7 or 8. And that wouldn't be bad. To me, that'd be great, 8-8 with that division. I didn't know what his name was planning on leaving. But it's still 8-8 is good from going to a 3-win season. And he said that's not good. He said that's not looking at a great season. I'm like, well, it's the NFL. You don't just go from 3-15 every year. That's not always realistic. If you're making improvements and your team's young and getting better, that's actually pretty good to see that. Hey, okay, we add another season.
You know, everybody talking this stuff, man. We talking absolutes. Looking for any little, you know, I mean, yeah, of course, yeah, you know, progression is progression, and it'll never be fast enough, you know, for a hater, but that's just how it goes. But
who's a hater, right? Who's a hater?
I'm saying anybody that's gonna go, hey, oh, well, yeah, you won 14 games, but you ain't win the Super Bowl. I mean, come on, realistically, come on now. You know?
Well, see, hey,
but I'll say this though. That is a good, like I said, it's a good, whatever, you know, it's a good little, you know, slick thing to say, because it's true, because hey, all we play for is the championship. Every team, we set foot out beginning of the season, we want to win a championship. That's what everybody say, even though that's not realistic for many teams. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm just saying that, yeah, it's easy to say that after the fact and be like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, y'all didn't win a championship. I've done it, you know. But it ain't really that fair.
Well,
I said it
when the dude was like, that's how great our season was, and they barely had a better season than us. But I'm not going to say if my team went 3-13 and your team went 9-6 or 9-7 and y'all went to the playoffs and lost, you know, division round or whatever, I'm not going to say y'all suck because y'all didn't win the playoffs. I'm like, well, shit, y'all just had a tough loss in the playoffs. But he's like, it don't matter what you do from here to the Super Bowl, that's it. And I'm like, I don't know about that, because it'd be one thing if you lost 4 Super Bowls in a row. But even then, just making it to 4 Super Bowls is still pretty good in a row. I mean.
Yeah, okay. On that one,
that's a tough one.
That's a tough example, because I don't know, man. That's pretty bad. I get that you should get credit for making it to 4 Super Bowls, but you don't. It almost works in reverse. We can't give you credit for that. I can't. Like, nah, man. You didn't get one? You went 0-4? Nah.
But what about the teams they played?
Yeah, man. Does
that count?
Nah.
I mean, cause,
nope.
You know, not at all.
Do we got any sympathy for any of the teams that the Bulls played when they ran off 6? No. You don't get none. Oh, we went up against the Bulls. Hell no. Nah. You don't get none. So, no, we're not going to do that. Not even happening. We don't get no sympathy to the teams. The L.A. went through three-peat and all fools like that. Nah, oh, we played L.A. So, nope. Can't do it. Can't have it. Won't have it.
I mean,
you know?
I mean, because, you know, they the teams they went on was like powerhouse teams. It made it look like you kind of look at the
same thing, man, is what we just talked about, really. It's the same thing as saying, oh, well, your team, you didn't win the Super Bowl. That's cold. It's cold. It's even worse. You know what I mean? It's really bad. But it's funny how you should get credit for that, but you don't.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, it looked like boxing is definitely growing because they got a new show called Friday Knockout. You heard about that show?
Nah, what is it?
On True TV, Friday Night Knockout.
Uh-uh.
It looked like, I don't know, man, as much as people think boxing is not growing, that thing looked like I'm not saying it's popular, but the more they show it on TV, I think it might, because I think that's how UFC you know, started growing more popular because they started exposing it more. And now it looks like boxing is starting to pick up with all that exposure.
Really?
Well, I mean, they got NBC, which they've been showing good cards, and then you got Fox Sports, you got NBC Sports, now you got Spike and True TV and ESPN. That's a lot of boxing.
True.
I just think the thing, now why is it that, and I don't know, have you ever thought about this? Now, we know with boxing, people always, now we're associated with head trauma, you know, slurred speech and all that. But why don't people think about that with UFC? Some of those people still take a lot of headshots. Or is UFC not young, but relatively young, where we don't see the champions like we do it?
I don't, to be honest with you, I think that they take less head trauma. Way less head trauma than boxers do.
Is it because of the gloves or something, or because they usually go
on like I told you before, I feel like welterweight should use the UFC gloves or something about that weight. But that's just me in boxing. But no, they use the gloves. The gloves ain't nothing because the gloves are too light, and we see some more action in boxing if they lighten up the gloves on the little dudes a little bit more.
Oh, you said lighten them up. I got you.
Yeah, lighten them up, you know. Lighten them up some. A little more knuckle in there. But for UFC, I don't think they take one. There's a few great stand-up guys that are really good boxers. Not many that are great strikers like that. And usually, at least from what I've seen, you don't get two guys that are both great strikers that are just going to stand up and completely duke it out. And in UFC, if you do that, somebody's going down. Ain't going to be too big of an exchange like you get in boxing. Somebody's going down. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then, of course, you throw in the submission and all the other aspects of the UFC. I just don't see where you get as much head trauma. Don't get me wrong. You see some guys get beat down in there, but I don't feel like it's on a consistent basis as you do that you deal with boxing where it's constant. Dude may get 200 jabs to the face, not counting the hooks and all the other stuff he's taking in one fight in boxing. You know?
Right. So it's only a good thing they don't get fighter gloves.
They come up the ranks. Look how many fights boxers typically have that make it to that. I mean, they've been fighting forever. They've been taking a lot of damage for a lot of years. You know, UFC career is a lot shorter for that reason.
Yeah.
So.
They get like 8 amateur fights and then they go pro right away.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean just over a career, it's a lot shorter.
Yeah.
I don't think they can last as long. You know what I mean in that sense. Not doing,
right.
You know, compared to UFC, compared to boxing. But you think about it too, though, man. We don't see the punk drunk guys as much anymore as we used to.
In UFC or boxing or any sport?
No, in boxing. We don't see that as much anymore. Think about it. We don't see that no more like we used to.
You know what I think? You know what? Are you talking about from the 90s stars that we used to? Well, that I used to
watch. Yeah, 80s, 90s. You know how dudes used to be sounding. You know how they were sound.
I think it was, you know, because I was talking to somebody about it. I think there's a lot more people interested in learning. So now, you know, you can't just go in there like when we used to watch it. The dudes just signed up, said, I just think I'm a badass. I'm going to go in there and fight. Now it's like, I know I can't just go in there and do that. So let me learn a specific defense. Plus, not only do they learn the one that they like, but they also learn, like, many of them. You remember, like, the ones fighters you named, the Tank Abbott and, you know, whoever else, they kind of like when there was a kickboxer versus a wrestler, kickboxer's like, shit, I'm not getting to the ground. Let me keep this dude up. And the wrestler's like, I got to figure out a way to get this dude on the ground. And now it's like they all know everything and they got film on their opponent, which, you know, this is why dudes don't just run in there no more like they used to. Or you end up like that girl that tried to fight Ronda Rousey. You try to run in there and do too much, and Ronda catch you slipping, and that's that. So I kind of feel like that they know a lot more about their opponents, and they know a bunch about a lot of different arts. So it's both opponents, so they can't just, you know, they're not going to just go in there wilding out. Especially when you got someone like Anderson Silva or John Jones who just seem to know everything. I don't know what they can't do.
Man, seriously. So it's
for coke and steroids. Yeah. Well, cool.
Good thing what?
That was another. Oh, no, man. I said good thing for coke and steroids.
Oh, wow. I ain't going to call
it
out yet for another show.
Right, we'll end it on that note. And we'll see y'all next week before the fight. Peace.
Yes, sir. Peace.